everybody. Welcome to our Deeper Podcast. Hey. This is the expansion edition our Deeper Podcast. As you can tell, we will probably be scratching and like wiping sweat off of our foreheads.
There's lots of moisture on the table already.
I believe the makeup person actually had a hard time getting us to look this pretty in this humidity, right?
They gave up.
Yeah. Anyways, welcome to our Deeper Podcast. Today, we are out here on location at what will be one day, hopefully soon. What?
A parking lot.
Parking lot.
Yeah. Asphalt.
Asphalt.
Right, so down through
paved
here.
Parking lot.
Qualified. Paved parking lot. You know, we here at the Forest Lake Church, we are embarking on this like God-sized vision.
Yeah, big time.
You know, it's obviously it's one of those things that it's, you know, we've heard it over and over again. What is impossible for men is possible for God. And as we look at this project, it's something that we actually all think it's. This is crazy.
This is crazy.
What are we doing?
Yeah. A little nuts.
Yeah. Little nuts. But in keeping true to the mission of Forest Lake Church, which is to, we have it right here in front of us, to teach the Word of God, to lead people to Christ, and to help others to do the same,
right.
We feel that it's something that we have to do. We have no choice. Mm-hmm. We have gotten to that point in our church that
get bigger.
Yep. We're just packed.
Yep.
On any given week, we are just absolutely packed. So we go back to scripture, talk about why are we here? I mean, why do we exist?
As a church?
Yeah.
Well.
Oh, I was just thinking, I didn't know if we were, why are we here at the podcast? Because if not, then there wouldn't be anybody in front of the camera. But go ahead, Dylan. You know where he was going. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I don't know. Basically, it seems to me like a church should be a light to the world.
Yeah, I think that Matthew.
For that.
Yeah, Matthew 5 tells us you're the light of the world.
Right.
And Jesus basically. You know, at the end of the day, basically, that's what we're here. You know, I heard a story a long time ago by Robert Fulghum, who wrote that little book, Everything I Need to Know I Learned in Kindergarten.
Right.
And he talks about when he was little, he found this little mirror. And he used that little mirror to reflect light in all these little dark places in the trees and little crevices, you know, by his house. And he basically says that that's why we exist.
Yeah.
To shine light in the dark places of this world.
Yeah.
And it goes on right on with scripture as to what our responsibilities are. So we look at, we're supposed to be light. Who are we supposed to be a light to? That's the question. Are we supposed to be a light to each other?
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah,
yeah,
I would say
to
so.
Some extent. Yeah.
Okay.
There's that each other in this community
all right.
kind of thing.
But it goes beyond that. You know, we're a light to each other here in church. We're a light to
our neighbors, like. Neighbors, yeah. Like the firemen across the street, the old lady next door, your neighbors.
The people of Starbucks?
Yep. Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
Definitely.
You know, so we're a light to the community, to the church, to the worldwide church.
Whatever that is. Right.
Whatever that is.
Right.
And to the world itself.
Right.
You know, as you look at Forest Lake Church, how many things do we have going on that go to the world?
A lot.
Finch?
We got Hope Sabbath School, which goes out every week.
Which is what?
It's like an in-depth, interactive Bible study.
There you go.
Right. I wanted to say
it.
I knew it wasn't going to come up with
right.
it. I've never actually heard it live.
Only
so
because I've heard it like 50
I knew
times
it
wasn't
now. Come up with it,
yeah.
So.
There's that. There's, well, every week, our services, all of our church services, all three in the main sanctuary, they go out on the web. They get archived. The deeper services get archived and podcasted. Those go out. That's a start.
We do this.
We do this. The Deeper Podcast itself.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right.
So we are making basically an impact.
Right.
In the whole world, which is pretty cool to be part of a church that's actually doing that. It, you know, and not just its community, which is nice, by the way.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing wrong with just making an impact in your community because that's needed. But you were going to say?
Well, why stop there? Why get stuck in the, I think it's important not to get stuck in the rut of just pleasing your immediate community, like you know, I don't just want to hang out with you guys all the time just because you're my church friends. I think it's important to extend your community out.
You mean we gotta talk
outside
to people who aren't Adventists?
I know it's scary.
I didn't sign up for that. Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
you're right.
So naturally, it leads to the question, like, okay, there's obvious reasons why we need to grow and why we keep growing, and that's because I think the bigger we are, the bigger the light we can shine, and that's pretty cool. So why expand? You know, why expand? Do we need more room right now as it is?
Yes.
That's the question.
Yes.
Yeah. Badly.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, for someone asking that question that may never have set foot on campus or maybe only went to Deeper over at the Schmidt, which is on the complete other side of where we're sitting right now, they've obviously never tried to get your child to 10 o'clock Sabbath school, which happens just to that direction of us, and try to get yourself in the driveway, drop them off without a whole chain of cars. I mean, even, you know, the parking lot is, you know, obviously the place to start because you really can't. I mean,
there's
through
no
all
room.
Three services, there's really no ways. I mean, the police are, you know, getting people in and in off the off of 436, so there's, I mean, all kinds of reasons just from a standpoint of just trying to get the churches can be a challenge in the main sanctuary.
Yeah. Well, that's why we have a lot of parking on the opposite side of the campus completely, and a golf cart running back and forth all the time, just hauling people from parking clear over there to here.
And how many services do we have every week?
Four.
Mostly.
Four.
We have four?
At least four.
Five?
Five, some six, some
it's
weeks.
Some weeks we have six. You know, because we have the three in the main sanctuary.
Deeper.
We have Deeper, fourth
Advent
one.
Hope.
Then we have Advent Hope, fifth.
Right.
And then
youth church
the
happens.
Youth church happens on a regular basis,
yeah.
You know,
right.
Not every week.
Right.
But
right.
So there are
really?
Some, yeah.
Yep.
I didn't know that.
I've seen that. Not there.
Every time. I'm not kidding you. Every time we do something, I learn something.
You learn
that's
something.
Why you come
there
to
you
the Deeper
go.
Podcast.
That's why you,
yeah.
Come, that's why you do the Deeper podcast.
That's why everybody watches the Deeper podcast. They learn something.
Yeah. So we can have up to six services. That's a lot of people.
That is.
You know, that's just a ton of people. The problem is that from all those people, if anybody wants to start a new, like, small group or Sabbath school,
forget it.
We can't.
Yeah. Someone's got to quit, so something else
we send them over to the academy, and hopefully they'll lend us, be kind enough to lend us another of their classrooms.
Which they have already several.
And there's a finite number of classrooms there,
right.
And we're already using half of them.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Right. So we're using their parking lot.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, because without that parking lot, we'd be in trouble.
Yeah, right.
You know, so as you come out and you see, we were talking to somebody the other day, weren't we? That
yeah,
said, that said there are times that they've driven in and it's so packed that they
just
drive
leave.
Out.
Yeah.
Yeah. They just come in on Sabbath morning. It's like, there's not a place to park. We're just leaving. And they'll just keep driving and go.
Well, I think Pastor Derek has gotten a couple of emails where it's like, well, we tried to come see you because we've enjoyed you on your webcast and we just couldn't find a place to park or figure out how to get into the church.
Right.
And
well, it's hard enough to find a place to park if you've been coming here for a while. I mean, if you came in off the street and didn't know that, okay, there's some grass parking behind this, the building over here, and there's some, you know, parking way down in the gully over there, you know, and you've got a 4x4, you might want to try that out, you know. I mean, it could be daunting.
Right.
Very much so, because that person that I was talking to, they're a regular church member. They attend here on a regular basis, okay? And they told me, goes, sometimes we come in and it's so packed, we just drive away because there's no place to park.
Yeah.
So imagine someone just, an unchurched person, just coming from the street for the first time.
Right.
Forget it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing that we have done what we've been able to do and reach the people that we have in the condition that we have right here, right now.
Yeah, we're maxed out.
Maxed out. So, but, you know, beyond the facility and all that, knowing that we are packed, at the end of the day, basically we're here to fulfill our mission to be lights and accomplish, you know, His purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're doing, what are we going to do? Ask the question.
Parking.
Okay.
We need parking.
We need parking desperately. And that's not very glamorous.
No, it's kind of, it's not exciting.
But
well,
know,
it's
but
glamorous when you see what we're sitting on.
Well,
here.
This is the parking lot,
so it could be glamorous.
At least it could be paved.
Paved
but, you know, there's like some sort of like formula that says your church can only grow as big as some sort of, you know, part of your parking. In other words, if your parking only holds 50, doesn't matter if you got 1,500 seats, you're only going to get so many people.
Right.
You know, that kind of thing. So once your parking is full, as unglamorous as it is, you're done.
Doesn't matter
how many seats you have.
So I guess in a way, basically what we're looking at is the first thing is to do a parking lot, but it's more than just that. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to defer to a business session, church business session that we had at the beginning of June.
Right.
And I want you to watch a little bit of this business session because then you'll be able to get a clear picture of what it is what we're talking about over the next several years that's coming up. Okay? So check it out.
All right, so that's going to get cut in.
Okay.
Right. Okay. And does it matter? Do we need to say who it was or any of that kind of, I think it's, well, it's Bob Hendersheed, I think, is talking during the video part. I don't think
is
anybody
it?
Else is.
I can't remember right now.
Bob walked you through the campus thing. It's either Bob or Van.
It's bad. And I can just put a lower third in.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
We'll do that. We'll put that in. We'll come back and we'll just kind of touch on the few things.
So as you can see, there's a lot of stuff.
That's
going to
be, you know, the parking, worship center, you know, educational facilities.
Yeah.
And obviously all that will be developed as we move through this process as to what's going to be first and what it's going to look like and all that stuff. Right. But regardless of all that, the first thing that we need is parking. Okay. Then we'll get to the when.
The second thing
of golf carts.
Golf cart factory must have just got done cranking a bunch of them out or something.
Okay, so we'll come here, we'll wrap up what they said, and then we'll get into the when is this going to happen.
Right.
It's going to take sacrifice, time, resources, and money. Don't worry about Nobody's going to be calling you, begging you for money. Blah, 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 blah. Okay.
All right.
Hey, anyways, we're back over here. Again, hopefully you enjoyed that small presentation. And hopefully you're able to get a better idea of what's going to happen, not only here, but also around campus. You know, with obviously the parking, which is what we've been talking about, a worship facility, and educational, and family
classes.
Life center. Yeah. All those things will be developed as we go through this process. You know, some things might change here and there. You know, what's going to be first, what's going to be second, you know, what's going to be third.
Right.
We know the first thing is the parking lot.
Right.
Beyond
that,
it'll continue to just, you know, evolve depending on our needs. So, when is this going to happen?
It's going to happen already. I think it's already kind of underway.
Okay.
Yeah. It's now.
Todd, you've been part of probably this process longer than maybe any of us. You've been involved with the church board and finance
with the building committee where we actually got to sit there and what we did is picked an art, basically went through and screened, vetted, and picked architects. You know, based on, well, all sorts of criteria, more than I've got fingers and toes to count on. But and we finally settled on an architect, but beyond that, it's getting with the smorgasbord of different ministries that we have and their leaders and finding out what are their needs going to be in some kind of a new facility. And that's not always easy.
Right.
And
competing stuff.
So you get that, and then you give the architects kind of an idea of, okay, this is what we're going to need in a new facility. This is what we've got now. This is where we're lacking. This is how we're making do.
Right.
If we get new classrooms, new sanctuary, in a new building, how can we make it so we don't have to, like, you know, run extension cords across the hall to get another power outlet
of
thing?
Right.
Hey, can we get a new power outage out here next time?
We need an outlet
right in the middle of
the
parking lot.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm sure there'll be lights.
Okay.
Paving.
That way we don't have to carry this 300-foot extension all the way out here.
We'll be on asphalt, so it won't be mosquitoes. That'll be
That's
nice.
True.
Yeah,
but
go.
I'm sure it'll be hotter. So, the process has been going on for a while.
We could hook a fan up.
You could. You know, we'll have that look. So the process has been going on for a while, a couple of years now, probably?
At least three years,
okay? Yeah. But we've gotten to the point where we're actually starting to, stop laughing, where we're actually starting. Now, August 2nd, which is, I believe, this next weekend.
This is next Sabbath,
Next Sabbath is going to be the official launch of this campaign.
Right.
So we're going to have someone in all the services kind of like giving you a little bit more information, because at this point it's just kind of like, we don't know what's happening. But it rolls out this Sabbath, and it goes through September 13.
Right, which is the commitment sort of launch, right?
Commitment?
Yeah.
What are we committing to?
You broke out the C word?
I did.
Well, we got to be committed to something?
Yeah, well.
I mean, this is part of the whole thing. We got to be committed?
Well, you got to be crazy or something.
Nobody said we were going to be committed.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to be committed.
I'm married. Isn't that commitment enough?
Yeah,
it is
commitment.
As far as your wife's concerned, yes.
Since you brought it up, Elwin, okay?
I went there.
There are going to be some sacrifices that are going to be made on all of our parts.
Yeah.
Sacrifices of time, resources, and money.
Cash.
Flesh. Money. Yeah, I said the money word.
You did say that.
Okay, in case you didn't get the commitment part, then, you know, we'll break it down for you. Money.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. Okay. Nobody's going to be coming, calling you, emailing you, asking you for money. Right?
Right? No.
We've kind of decided that.
No.
Yep,
nobody's going to be asking for money.
They're actually pretty adamant about not saying.
This is not about money. This is not about bricks. This is not about, you know,
whatever. Structure.
This is about being a light to the world.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So what we're doing is that we're basically asking people to just get on their knees and pray.
That's the only begging that should be going on.
That's it. The only begging is like, God, what can I do?
Right.
You know, what can I do? Because some people might not have the resources to give a lot of money, but others might have those resources.
Mm-hmm.
either case, it's going to take sacrifice from all of us to make this thing happen. You know, now this isn't, this is, we're not going to make it happen, because if we look at it from our point of view, we're going to say,
yeah, what do I got?
Yeah, what do we have? Yeah. Can we really do this? And the answer is
no,
we can't.
No.
But
that's
all things are possible.
That's the wrong question.
Through Christ.
Yeah.
Okay?
What can God do?
So we got to look beyond, you know, the actual money and our commitment to that fact that we're here because we're a light of the world.
Right.
And at the end of the day, you know, that's what God has called us to do. But it will take some sacrifices, and we're not going to beat around that, you know, bush.
Right.
Since we are right here in the bushes
bush
right now.
Either.
Yeah, we're not going to run
that bush either.
Well, eventually we will, because we got to level.
Flatten those bushes.
Yeah, we got to flatten that thing.
Don't rustle the skeeters anymore. Just leave the bushes alone.
But, you know, you ask what you can give. It's like, so, you know, I can't just drop $10,000. I mean, that'd be great if I could, because, you know, it's a good cause. And
right.
But, you know, what if you went to Starbucks one less time a week and used that $5? I mean, that's something.
It's something.
I mean, it's a little thing. I mean, you know, and as many people as we've got in this church, I mean, what, 3,000 people? If they each gave $5, $10, I mean, we'd raise bukus.
Bukus of money.
Yeah, actually, I someone the other day said that if we could, for example, give 20% instead of 10%, in other words, right now, just based on everybody who gives 10%, whatever that works out to in terms of tithe, if they said, okay, I'll give another 10% in the way of an offering to this project, we'd have it paid for in a year.
Yeah, no, and we haven't actually talked like actual numbers.
Right.
Should we just throw that out just so people have an idea of what it is?
Yeah, and I don't know what they all are off the top of my head, but I think it's like what?
It's roughly about
six and a half million.
Six and something. Yeah.
For the parking lot.
Right. For the land.
For the land
and
the parking lot.
Right.
Buy the land that we want to pay.
Right, right, right. So it's a lot of money. We're talking about a lot of cash.
Yeah.
But then again, we can't focus on the actual cost.
Right.
We got to focus on what God has called us to do, and then from there move on faith and say, you know, if this is from God, then we will succeed.
It'll make it
if
happen.
It's not, we will fail. And if we keep that in mind, then we shouldn't be all concerned about really anything, except asking God, what do you want me to do?
Yeah, you know? That's really what it comes down
to. Right. So, well, how does this affect us at Deeper? I mean, we're not here. We got a parking lot over there. We got a facility. We're kind of full, but we're not like having to run two services yet.
Well, you think about, what's this called, original Deeper.
Yeah.
In the youth center, that cozy, cramped little people sitting on each other just to be able to get in there to fill the space.
15 minutes to set up, the whole thing.
So we've got more space now, but we're in a, you know, we're in a performing arts center. It's not designed to be a worship center. It's designed for music concerts. That's what it's designed for. It's not as intimate. You know, what if, and you know, this is a what if. Once the stuff is built, he's dreaming. Well, we had a space where it's like, you know, more intimate again. You know, maybe not. Obviously, we can't fit 350 people in the youth center again. That'd be
dream.
Yes, I know.
Dream.
But what?
How many podcasts have their own soundtrack?
Yeah. No, it's true, and you know.
Well, but I think part of it, too, is if you're looking at the church as far as a young adult leadership that's been in place at Deeper for, you know, 5 years and then some, and the dreams that have come out of those sessions of, you know, yes, starting in the Upper Youth Center was, I mean, that was an answer to prayer in itself because it allowed it to start and to grow. And then, okay, we're over at the Schmidt at the Performing Arts Center, and now the dream is, you know, when we went to Ignition, you know, we saw the cafe atmosphere that we said, and we sat there and said, wow, what if this could be Deeper in a spot like this? Not that we're not, you know, happy with that we, you know, have graduated to a better space than we started with, but if you could dream and you could do it and you could attract people from the community, wouldn't it be cool to do this?
Right.
Well, this is no different, and you're looking at the leadership. I mean, we're wanting the same things that the church is wanting, and it's not even a want, it's a desire to reach people.
Right.
So if that's where this is coming from, is that you're trying to reach your community, and when you're packed, you're not even, I mean, like you mentioned with the member that doesn't come in some weeks because it's so packed, you certainly are not bringing someone in from your community who's going to fight this whole thing and try to figure out, you know, all the, you know, where am I going, what am I doing? So if you really are a light to the world and not just the Adventist community, which even those you are losing some because it's horrific. I mean, you have to want to be here to make it work out to come in every week, and if you're going to continue to grow and reach the community, then at some point you have to say, okay, so we do as a congregation, as as Christians, as Adventists, as whatever you're going to break that down, we have to unite and make this happen if we're going to continue.
Well, the other thing, too, is that what we have now, you know, be it over the Schmidt, be it, you know, in the main sanctuary, the Upper Youth Center, whatever it is, what we have now happened because someone else before us said, you know what, we're going to make a sacrifice, we're going to make this happen. And I think a lot of those were probably young adults. You know, they may seem like grandparents now because, you know, they're much older. But at the time, they were young families, they were young adults. They said, you know what, we need a space, we need a place. We need to share our light, and we can do it better if we get more room. We can do that. So I think there's that part of it, too, is that maybe those who attend deeper right now aren't going to see a benefit, so quote-unquote, you know, like the year it's done. But their children will, and their grandchildren, you know, and even though they're all young adults right now, someday they're going to be parents and grandparents and, you know,
let's
that kind
it,
of thing. It's
not
going
everyone
to
that
road.
Walks through Deeper's door is a young adult anymore.
Yeah, well, no. There you go. But you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I mean, you know, hey.
Okay.
Calling
him out by name. Oh, man. That hurts.
No, and it's
resemble that
you
remark.
Know, I always go back to this. Is see what I got to work with.
It could be better.
It's
it could
a
be
tough job. I always ask myself, you know, are there 10,000 people in Orlando that need to know about Christ?
Yeah, I think so.
And I say the answer is yes. Are there 20,000 people that need to know about Christ? Are there 100,000 people in Orlando that need to know about Christ?
Probably so.
I would say yes. And it's not about being big.
Right.
Okay? But it's about being a light.
There you go.
Okay?
All right.
And if we can do whatever within the means that God gives us to just be a light to 100,000, a million people, why not?
So what you're saying is we've got to do it because it's the right thing to do?
Bottom line.
Yeah.
It's what God has called us to do, and it's the right thing to do. So,
no arguments.
I guess my challenge at this point would be, man, join us. Yeah. Join us in this adventure. I mean, we don't know what's going to happen, but let's watch God work miracles.
Right.
You know, again, we've talked about it. What's impossible for man, it's possible
for God. Yeah.
And my challenge to you is get excited about it. Get excited about being a light. You know, get on board. Share the vision. Share the dreams. And let's make that guy come back, you know, pretty soon, as soon as we can.
Yeah.
So, anyways, hey, from the future parking lot of the Forest Lake Church.
I'm Dylan.
I'm Randy.
I'm Danny.
Todd.
We're out of here. Perfect.
Wow. That's our first.
Minus a couple of minutes at the beginning.
Okay, right.
Right. So I mean, that's our first sub 25 on an actual topical.
Well,
that's not bad.
Yeah.
But we didn't talk about anything about like, hey, what's going on, and you know how you been. This was like straight business.
We didn't introduce
that's all right.
I'll put subtitles.
Put a lower third and then just put, you know, Delvin, Randy, Danny, and Todd.
There's something about being eaten by mosquitoes that really hurries the process along.
That is so true. It's like you're out here like, okay, quickly, let's get to the notes because they're getting me.
All right, you got it? Can you see it? Good, let's roll.
Like faster.